is technically a night piece. And what's rather interesting is that the term notturno, which is nocturne in Italian, had been used during the 18th century, but more as a title, not as a genre of music. And nocturnes have existed in other forms of art, you know, poetry. Novalis wrote his Hymns to the Night, and there are definitely nightscapes within the visual arts. But in a sense, John Field originated this genre, the genre of nocturne. And the time in which he lived kind of coincided with this early romantic period in music. And so he basically fashioned this form of character piece that celebrated the aspects of the night. And what I love about that is that the night is something that is complex, and it has a whole variety of associations. It's not merely romantic and mysterious, but it can actually have a sort of hidden fire or strangeness. And I believe that he was channeling the kind of darker or hidden sides of the human psyche while also providing music that could be used as lullabies or as almost like a representation of the kind of dream world. And so, you know, being a night owl myself, I just really delved into that universe, and the music spoke to me in its delicacy, its enigmatic quality, and basically its adventurousness. I think listeners might be surprised and maybe enchanted to find that there's a whole host of different moods that John Field covers, in addition to some rather adventurous musical territory in terms of his harmonic exploits and even formal experimentation. The nocturnes, they're not necessarily of, you know, a distinct musical form. Sometimes they're a bit meandering. Other times they're very contained and simple. And again, I think that this is very emblematic of the night experience with its dreams and nightmares and sort of hidden rendezvous and covert desires, and also just the beauty of the night, the peacefulness of the night with the moonshine and stars and of course the world of sleep. And so I think that he captured that mood brilliantly, and of course it would go on to highly influence Chopin to write his legendary output of piano nocturnes. The previous Decca release that I did was a recording of the piano concertos by Benjamin Britten and Samuel Barber. And when I came up with that concept, I wanted to add the nocturnes that both Britten and Barber had created for solo piano. And each of them had written just one nocturne. And so I included that at the end. And what was kind of wonderful was that Barber's nocturne, beautiful, very romantic work, has a subtitle of Homage to John Field. And the people at Decca heard the nocturnes and thought, you know, hey, why don't you actually just record all of the nocturnes that John Field has written, since you've already recorded an homage to John Field? And it really struck my fancy, because when I was a student at Juilliard over a decade ago, I had discovered his pieces and had actually performed a couple of them. And so I was really, really excited to explore his world of nocturnes and to really delve into his music. I also really enjoy exploring works that are a little bit obscure in the piano repertoire, because there's so many amazing and legendary recordings of, you know, some canonic works like the Chopin nocturnes and et cetera, et cetera. So I like to record and to perform pieces that are a little bit neglected and not as known, because I believe that they deserve to be heard by the public.